What's that? All right, a little bit of an abrupt cut. What happened there?
I don't.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Shukshukta Radio with Worku.
Hi,
Danny. Hi.
How are you? How was your weekend? You feel good?
Excellent, yeah. A little bit like I'm coming down with some sort of thing, bug. But I'm so excited that spring is here. It's a gorgeous day.
Did you hear about Lalibela restaurant?
No, what happened?
Yeah, just in the show, like, you know, the stuff. Last week on the show, like, no, show was coming in.
Which restaurant? Lalibela
in Hastings and Wellington.
Yeah, is that the one of the Ethiopian restaurants?
Yeah.
What happened?
No, that's, you know, show cable. They went there and then they recorded videos and food is like the first, that's area, the best food.
There was some kind of promotional evening?
Yeah.
For what purpose?
You know, the advertisement, show free advertisement they do for restaurants.
For the restaurant.
Yeah.
How
the one of Ethiopian
nice.
Restaurant is the best restaurant that area Hastings in.
Wow. Talk about an advertisement.
Yeah.
Talk about a promotion. So Hastings in what?
Wellington. Yeah.
In Burnaby,
yeah.
We need to check that out sometime.
Oh, yeah, the best food. I was there last week.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. The food is delicious. I can't believe it.
Again, this is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Kol Noradi, which means nomadic voice in Hebrew. I am Danya. I would love to hear from you today. The number at the station is 822-2487. I always have music playing in the background as I talk. It feels so silent.
Can I put for you?
Okay? Nope.
Okay.
That's okay. We'll get started right away. Today is a very special day. In fact, this week and next Sunday will be a two-part series somehow connected to the themes of Passover. Passover is one of the most important Jewish holidays. It's an eight-day festival, and it's celebrated now in early spring. From the 15th through to the 22nd of the Hebrew month of Nisan. And again, the Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar. The months are totally different. But not to get into that in more detail, there's so much else to talk about. Passover, or Pesach in Hebrew. It commemorates the emancipation of the Israelites from slavery in ancient Egypt. And a little bit about the story in a nutshell, shall we say. After many decades of slavery to the Egyptian pharaohs, during which time the Israelites were subjected to labor and unbearable horrors, God saw the people's distress and sent Moses to Pharaoh with a message to send forth my people. Despite numerous warnings, Pharaoh refused to heed God's command, and thus he sent upon Egypt 10 devastating plagues, afflicting them and destroying everything from their livestock to their crops. At the stroke of midnight of the 15th of the month of Nisan of the year 2448 from creation, that's a long time ago, we're talking 1313 before the Christian era, God visited the last of the 10 plagues on the Egyptians, killing their firstborn. Pharaoh's resistance was broken, and he virtually chased his former slaves out of the land. The Israelites left in such a hurry, in fact, that the bread they baked as provisions for the way did not have time to rise. 600,000 Israelites left Egypt on that day in a mass exodus and began the trek to Mount Sinai and their birth as the Jewish nation. It is a beautiful, very powerful holiday, of course, with so many poignant themes that are relevant eternally. Basically, bondage and redemption, freedom. And so somehow today, the music that I'm going to play for us in this short, less than 1 hour, is going to connect to those themes. So we're going to begin with some reflections and contemplations on bondage of various sorts of slavery. With actually, remember I was telling you about the Dan Reichel Project's new album that was coming out?
Yeah.
And so I finally have my hands on that gorgeous, gorgeous creation.
I have my copies.
So what's that?
I have my copy.
Not yet.
Okay.
I promise I'll have for next week or before then. And I'm going to play a piece from them about the dreams of others. And it talks about cycles, people getting trapped in cycles, as we do in life, and how we become, in a sense, prisoners to them. But before this piece, we're going to listen to another one that is perhaps a little bit not related to this theme, but I just have to play it for us because it's so beautiful. And on this album, it's actually, you know, it's recognizably Idan Reichel Project, with its very sacred, very spiritual sounds that are very universal. And despite the fact that they sing in Hebrew and Amharic and in this album, actually, there's a Spanish piece, that's the one I'm going to play, and also Portuguese piece, and I believe maybe another African language that I can't even recognize at all. I have a hunch that it's some kind of Sudanese language. Despite the fact that the languages, you may not understand the lyrics, the actual words sung, the music is totally accessible and emotional and raw and beautiful and inspirational in its own way. So we're going to begin with a song from this gorgeous album. Again, so this new album is called Within My Walls, Ben Kirot Beti, and it's the Idan Reichel Project. It was released recently this year, and I'm going to play the very first song called Todas las Palabras, All the Words, a beautiful, perhaps a love song. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, and this is CITR.
Supongo que tú y yo nos encontraremos, que tal vez ni nos demos cuenta, tal vez suceda sin prisa y sin viento en algún lugar de ayer. Presiento que tú y yo nos encontraremos y tal vez nos parezca extraño con la ilusión, sin prisa y sin voz, sin pasos que recorrer. Supongo que tú y yo nos encontraremos, que tal vez ni nos demos cuenta, tal vez suceda sin prisa y sin viento en algún lugar de ayer. Presiento que tú y yo nos encontraremos y tal vez nos parezca extraño con la ilusión, sin prisa y sin voz, sin pasos que recorrer. Todas las canciones, todas las palabras vienen y bailan con el sonido que hace el viento cuando se acerca tu boca y tu piel. Mírame un instante, toca este silencio que ya se apaga y abraza el aire que se vuelve cielo dentro de tu aliento y mi ser. Es el aire el que se vuelve cielo dentro de mí. Tú y yo nos encontraremos, que tal vez ni nos demos cuenta, tal vez suceda deprisa y con viento en algún nuevo lugar. Presiento que tú y yo nos encontraremos y tal vez nos parezca extraño con la ilusión, sin prisa y sin voz, con sueños por empezar. Todas las canciones, todas las palabras.
So that was the very first track off of the Danreicha Project's new Est album. Todas las palabras, las palabras. Singing about supposing and imagining a reunion. I suppose that you and I will eventually meet, and perhaps without even noticing, perhaps it will happen without rush and without wind. In some place from yesterday, I feel that you and I will meet, and it might be strange, but with a hope without rush and without voice. A beautiful, beautiful piece. Again, you are listening to Kol Noredi. Today and next Sunday, I'm somehow going to make this music link to the theme of Passover or Pesach, which is all about enslavement and emancipation. And so isn't so much of our lives centralized around those themes and those concepts? They infringe on everything in some way or another. And again, the story of Passover, in a nutshell, involves enslavement. The children of Israel arrive in Egypt. Pharaoh fears their growth and enslaves them. And Moses, a leader, is born. He's appointed leader, and as a young man, he leaves the palace and discovers the hardship of his brethren, begins his journey to become a leader of the Israelites. The 10 plagues happen. Pharaoh refuses to let the people of Israel go. God brings upon Egypt 10 plagues. The people of Egypt beg Pharaoh to let the Jews go. Pharaoh's heart remains hardened. And Pharaoh's resistance is finally broken, and he actually chases the Israelites from his land. Finally, the Jews are free. But the story's not over yet. They spend 40 years in the desert. And this is the Exodus story. And again, I'm going to play for us a piece here, the fifth track of Ben Kerot Beti, the Danreicha Project's new album. And this piece that I'm going to play is called Chalamot Shel Acharim, Other People's Dreams. And again, it's singing about the cycles that we get into and how we're not able often to break them. Just read you a little excerpt from this piece. For years, everyone runs away. For years, everyone returns, chasing after the sun, trapped within cycles. So, well, let's just go right into that and give that a listen. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece sung in Hebrew. There's so many fascinating instruments featured on this album. There is a cello, and there's the oud, violin, three violinists actually that have played, three different violinists that play on this album, the bouzouki, various kinds of drums, percussions, the bass, the stand-up bass, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Anyways, let's just listen. There's not much more I can say. The music speaks for itself. So again, this is Other People's Dreams. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
שנים כולם חוזרים, עוטפים אחרי השמש, שבועים בתוך מעגלים, כולם מסובכים, אז מה את עוד חולמת? שנים הם מסתירים, שנים כולם יודעים, אבן מתהפכת, בלילות ובימים, כולם כבר מדברים, ומה את עוד נשארת? עדיף לרוץ לאש, לדרוש לא לבקש, ממה את מפחדת? אין מה לחשוב כשהוא אומר, הזמן יפה יותר, תביא את היום. שואלים שנים לא מקשיבים שורים הכל בבטן זה מצטבר וזה גובר וזה בסוף גומר על מה את מדברת עדיף לרוץ לאש לדרוש לא לבקש ממה את מפחדת אין מה לחשוב שהוא אומר בזמן יפה יותר תביא את היום יוצא שאת תמיד שותקת אבל בפנים זה בוער ונשרף הכל כל המילים שנעלמו תמצאי אותן בחלומות של אחרים יוצא שאת תמיד שותקת אבל בפנים זה בוער ונשרף הכל כל המילים שנעלמו תמצאי אותן בחלומות של אחרים
שוטט בעולם כל שופר נמשך בעומקי המדרגות מסובב הגלגל סביב כל היום
המתגלגל ממטה למעלה מרכבות סתומות הולכות ומתגלגלות כל נעימות עולה ויורד הולך ומשוטט בעולם שופר נמשך בעומקי המדרגות ומסובב הגלגל
You're listening to Kol Nodadi. That was Shote Hanavua with a song called Kol Galgal, every wheel or every cycle. And today, again, is, I guess, a part one of a two-part series on Passover, Pesach. Pesach, or Passover, is one of the most important Jewish festivals of the year, and its high point is the Seder, which is the festive and ritual symbolic meal that happens on the first night or first two nights of the eight-day holiday. And it's a very much an interactive happening, this festive meal. And the whole purpose is to live through all the varied themes of this holiday. The most obvious one being redemption. And in the Exodus story, in which Jews are commanded to tell their children every year on Passover, the Jews were redeemed physically from slavery. While this holiday, Pesach, is Zman Cherutenu, which means the season of our freedom, it's also a festival that speaks of spiritual freedom. The Jews are freed from mental as well as physical slavery, and it was as a physically and spiritually free people that the Jewish nation prepared to receive the Torah on Mount Sinai. And more on this soon, but again, the Exodus story, once the Jews finally leave Egypt through the splitting of the Red Sea, there is a long, long journey that they must endure, and that is 40 years in the desert, traveling, with no food except for the manna that would drop from the sky daily. And so the Jews had nothing really except for each other and their faith in God, their faith that this nourishment, which is all that they had, would appear every day in time. Interestingly, this manna, this food, would rot at the end of every day. And so there was really this anticipation, almost this blind faith, that God was taking care of them. What I have next for us is a piece that I just heard for the first time a couple weeks ago, and it's quite beautiful. The lyrics are from a prayer, the prayer for a journey, which is basically a blessing or a prayer that you say before you head out, before you go on a trip, before you take a flight, before you go on any kind of journey. And it's called Tfilat HaDerech, or literally the blessing for the way. It makes me think, actually, just off the spur of my head, is Lacho Drum, which means safe journey, one of my favorite films. And anyway, it's all about the journey and a safe journey and arriving safe and sound. And so this is a really interesting take on Tfilat HaDerech. I haven't heard it in a couple weeks, and actually that's really exciting playing something here in the station after not hearing it for a while. I'm trying to remember exactly what it's about, but you'll see for yourself. I believe it's some kind of rap hip-hop interpretation of this beautiful blessing or prayer. So it is Tfilat HaDerech, and it's HaChakra HaShminit, the eighth chakra. And again, it's the prayer for the journey, or the blessing for the journey, recalling the Jews' journey through, out of Egypt, and eventually into the land of Israel. And so this is it. Enjoy, see what you think of it. Again, this is Kol Nodedi, and you're listening to CITR at UBC in Vancouver.
זו התפילה של כולם
זו התפילה
אל עבר הדרך הקשה בעולם
תפילת הדרך
דרך החיים
זו התפילה של כולם
מציעים לך מתנות מבני זו
אותך לשנות ואל תהיה ולעולם לא שווים משתמש שמזלזל בחייך שעומד במחסום משתמש שלא מבדיל בין מציאות לחלום הפגוע נעלב שמכללה הוא מתקומם הסכסכן שעומד בצד במקום להפריד ומחמם הקמצן שלא נותן שקל הרעב הכאוס הממומר שלא יכול להתאר
Second cup of wine I recline dig deep in my mind listen I'm up late pacing filled with frustration my heart racing destiny I'm facing ever feel more alive than when I fight temptation on this fight waiting for revelation and stay philosophical I'm elevating this mental stimulation equivalent to exorcism and levitation flying in aviation cooler than ventilation hotter than perspiration your flow evaporating TDKs I'm blazing shell stay laced and ready to take it back to pop locking and breaking the LV Bruce beats is medication I drop gems to maintain my reputation with no indication to stop crisping the bacon to play to more folks than nationwide syndication I'm trying to redeem myself and scheme to wealth but sometimes real music don't seem to sell caught in the cash 22 what's the cat to do
прошу не тоски дышу паршем не тоски
About social change. I have the pleasure to present to you.
Sugar diabetic, keep the sweets low key. We use poetics to move your feet like trochee. Glossy magazine ads, more dangerous than semi-auto. Bought the more expensive auto because I bought the motto. Brand name interpolation, corporation clones you. A cow's branded, the logo says who owns you. Talk is cheaper, yo, it used to be cheaper. Now I'm paying all these bills on my cellular. I put the stud in student. Put the man in semantics, put the Jew in jukeboxes, put the pro in prophylactics. University educated, yo, check the deep flow. Rise up, scream out that you gotta let your peeps go.
Get talking fool
symbole du peuple d'Israël, pour lequel la sortie d'Égypte a été, selon un mot du rabbin Kook, un véritable printemps.
Gosh, that is brilliant. That is DJ so-called, a.k.a. Josh Dolgan. So cool. You know, every time I listen to that album, I hear new layers and I listen to them. And layers not only musically, but lyrically as well, poetically. It's just a brilliant album. That's all there is to say. And that is off of the hip-hop Haggadah. Let me just read you a very brief review of this album that I think captures it perfectly. Welcome to the eclectic world of master, mixer, crate digger, musical continent spanner, so-called Josh Dolgan. Looking beyond the usual pantheon of samples for hip-hop artists, So-Called explores the shtetls of Eastern Europe and the Yiddish vaudeville stages of Second Avenue for inspiration. Armed with his mic, heritage, and love for genre-bending music, So-Called is a Yiddish-rapping, accordion-wielding, klezmer hip-hop maestro. Heralded by Jewish klezmer and hip-hop musicians alike, including Killa Priest, who he collaborates with on that piece I just played for us, Theodore Bikel, and David Krakauer. He builds Jewish music from the bottom up. Gotta get my hands on, I believe, his last album, which is Ghetto Blaster. So cool. He actually also collaborates with Matisse Yahu on one of the tracks on this so-called hip-hop Haggadah, the so-called Seder, and I'm going to play that for us next Sunday. And gotta savor some, you gotta ration some of this beautiful music. And so I'm going to play their version of Eliyahu Hanavi next Sunday, so you better stay tuned then. We're quickly running out of time. Just a few more things here about Passover. Again, this show and next week is going to draw inspiration from this very poignant holiday, focusing on slavery, enslavement, and redemption, freedom. The notion of spiritual redemption is in part demonstrated by the fundamental Jewish idea that in every generation, one is obliged to view himself or herself as though he himself or herself had actually gone forth from Egypt. Egypt is Mitzrayim in Hebrew, And this stems from the root word tsar, which means narrow or constrained. In order to leave Egypt, each individual must break out of his personal narrowness, freeing herself or himself to achieve this full spiritual potential. And so the seder, which is the festive holiday meal, the ritual symbolic meal, has quite a structure to it. There's a text that we use, the Haggadah, which basically retells the entire story, the entire Exodus story. And there's a real focus in this holiday on children and children asking questions and interactivity. And going back to this awesome album of the hip-hop Haggadah, it is so layered, and what he's done is really sampled bits of his own, clearly his own family's seder, and some old klezmer melodies, along with some really modern hip-hop, electronic kind of stuff, and has layered one on top of the other and done a lot of cross-referencing, and it's just a brilliant piece. It's basically the reinterpretation. It's basically the retelling of the Passover story, the Exodus, in totally modern language. And that is why that album is so cool. And that is why Pesach is such a powerful holiday as well, because there is an obligation to internalize the themes and an obligation and a responsibility to retell the story on various levels and various ways to make it meaningful and relevant. And to try to understand what the idea is of Egypt then and now, in terms of Egypt as a space, a place, a context of enslavement. So what does enslavement mean today? And what does redemption or freedom mean today? So more to come on that next week. It's just a beautiful holiday. So Let's listen again to someone that I played last week for us, David Dor, who is the great-grandson of a prominent Libyan rabbi and a descendant of a family of Jews that were expelled from Spain during the Inquisition. And of course, Jewish history spans so many exoduses in many ways. And always the dream and the goal was to arrive to the land of Israel. And actually, during the Seder, one thing you say is next year in Jerusalem. And so there are a lot of allusions during the Seder to a future messianic redemption. One of the clearest symbols is the presence and hope of future redemption through the cup of Elijah, which is a cup of wine that's filled and placed on every seder table, and it's contained within the salvation from Egypt are the seeds of future redemption. As the Torah states, the same night is a night of watching for all the children of Israel through their generations. All right, so again, Eliyahu Anavi, or Elijah the prophet, to be continued next Sunday. But I know I'm jumping around here. You know why? Because there's so many themes and so much to talk about with Passover, this very, very powerful, meaningful, and complicated holiday. But let's go back to what I was saying before, David Dor, who performs both classical and modern repertoire, but always drawing on his Jewish heritage and the liturgy, the beautiful, powerful liturgy, drawing from ancient chants, Yemenite prayers, and even some folk songs. So he is an opera singer in many ways, and his voice is characterized by a certain fullness and richness that is very natural. And Well, let's just listen to him now. This song is called Tov Umetiv. It's about goodness. And again, we're sort of... I tried to structure, create today's show stemming from or inspired from the movement from enslavement and into redemption. So now singing from the voices of freedom and redemption and goodness. So this is David Dor with a song called Tov Umetiv. You're listening to Kol Noledi, and this is CITR. That was David Dor with a song called Tov Umeitiv. And you know what? This hour is running away. So I just like to mention, I had so much more that I wanted to get through on so many levels. And one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite vocalists, Margalit Tzanani, a woman of Yemenite origin, who sings about freedom. And we'll hear a lot more women's voices next Sunday. We're going to launch the show with her. And I'd also like to talk a little bit about the observances of Passover. We talked a lot about concepts and the philosophies and the ideas behind the holiday, but it's also a holiday that's rich in customs and observances, so we'll talk about that. And of course I will play for you this beautiful piece, Eliyahu HaNavi, that DJ So-Called does so brilliantly with Matisyahu. Also, I wanted to mention that this Passover is particularly special because it coincides with Birkat HaChama, which is basically every 28 years, the sun arrives to the position that the exact same position that it did on the fourth day of creation when the sun and the moon were created. This happens only 28 years. And the fact that this happens to coincide this year with Passover is very, very special. There's a blessing that's said over the sun that basically acknowledges and gives praise for creation. And it's a really fascinating concept, this whole Birkat HaChama. And I will tell you more about that next week, so I won't be so rushed. In any case, this is a very special Passover. I also want to mention that there are two really exciting concerts coming up. One is Gaia, and they're both Israeli. One's Israeli and one's Israeli-American. Gaia. That really draws on a lot of roots and Indian and ethnic, I always put that in quotations, strains and influences of music. So I believe they'll be coming April 28th, more information on that to come, as well as the Moshav Band, who will be coming June 4th. All right, thank you for listening to another week of Kol Noredi, a very special couple weeks it is now for the holiday of Passover. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful week. Happy Passover. Chag Sameach. And we'll see you next Sunday, 11 to 12, on Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice, CITR 101.9 FM. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.